Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show, our Coaches Show recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Maryville's Hy-Vee, and the Coaches Show also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. Coach, a good win on Saturday, 42-0 victory over Missouri Western at Bearcat Stadium, and I know going into that ball game, you talked about how concerned you were about the Missouri Western game. Were you surprised at the way things turned out in that matchup on Saturday?
Well, John, I didn't anticipate that kind of an outcome. I felt like we could win. I really thought it was going to be a tough ball game. As you and I were talking earlier, traditionally they've played us probably closer at our place than they have at their place. And so, and they're a good football team. They really are. And I give a lot of credit to our kids. Our kids were ready to play, and our coaching staff did a great job of preparation. Defensively, our kids were really well prepared. And they really had them figured out. Like Willie Horn said in the press conference, he said it's pretty easy to look quick when you know where the play is going. And they just felt like they really, really knew what was going on out there. And offensively, when we executed, we moved the ball extremely well. I thought our kids played very hard. The only thing offensively were the penalties, and that's just something we have to work on.
One thing you talked about during our post-game interview after the game, too, was the opening drive of the third quarter really seemed to be the main drive of that ball game. Kind of things changed an awful lot at that point when you took the opening drive and marched it down to score.
Well, it did, John. First of all, there's a decent wind, and we're going against the wind. We fumble the kickoff and get it back, and then we have a penalty on the return. And so we end up, I think, starting about on the 5-yard line between the 4 and the 5. And we proceed to march it all the way down and score. And we had, last night watching film, I think we had 3 procedure penalties in that drive, and we overcame all 3 of those. So I just thought that that really made a difference for us. We had Jake Soy open, wide open on a double move there, and we overthrew him. And then we had the 3 penalties, and AD was bemoaning the fact that we were having all these penalties and we missed the open pass. And I told him, well, look at the bright side of it. It took 6 minutes off the clock this way for us to score. So, and that was big. When you're going against the wind, you want to take some time off the clock. So that was a huge drive. And I think not only was it good for us, but it really kind of deflated them, any hopes that they had. I think they had pinned on the fact, hey, we're going to stop them, right off the bat, get the ball back in good field position, get a couple of quick scores, and be right back in it.
Then after that, as that half went along, a couple of interceptions, Junior Hart passes really turned the tide as well. And it seemed like from that point on, they just could not get anything going.
Well, that's right. It was 21-0, and then Chad Kilgore got a pick, and a couple of plays, I think it was 4 plays later, Blake hit Jake Soy for about a 30-yard touchdown pass. And then right after that, within a matter of like 3 or 4 plays, Ryan Jones picks one off and runs it back. So, it went from 21-0 to 35-0 real quick. And after that, it was just a matter of, getting the game over with. And, our first offense went in there and had one more good drive. They drove it really the length of the field and scored. And then we turned it over to the backups after that.
First half, I thought one of the keys, too, was that fine punt return by Jordan Simmons. Got it down to, I believe, about the 1-yard line. And then another play later, you're into the end zone for, I believe that was your second score of the game there.
That's right, John. We had the first score. We were up 7-0, and we had another drive. We were right down there, and we were 3rd and 2 on about the 14-yard line. And Blake threw a pick down there, and so that kind of saved them. And we held, and they punted with the wind, and pretty good low punt, which is good to return. And Jordan had a great return on that, 70 some yards, got knocked out at the 1-yard line, and then we scored on the next play. And we made plays when we had to make plays on offense, and on defense we made plays all day.
And I thought one of the keys offensively, too, a pretty good balanced attack there. You got some good play out of your running backs, and then got some big pass plays when you needed them.
We did, John. We really went into the ball game knowing that we could run the football. We really felt like we could run the football against them, and that we needed to run the football to set up our play-action pass, and that's exactly what we did. Our passing game was there all day. Blake overthrew a few early in the ball game. He might have been a little you know, a little excited, and you have a tendency to be a little pumped up, then you do overthrow. But once he settled into his rhythm, he was real effective, and I thought our receivers did a nice job of running routes. And Blake did a really good job after the first couple of series. He did a very good job of checking down and finding the open receiver. Twice there in the third quarter, he went to a back out of the backfield on a key third down play, and both times we got a first down out of it.
How much fun was it to play in an atmosphere such as it was Saturday, Bearcat Stadium, the family weekend activities, the packed house, and to play as well as you did throughout that ball game?
Well, the win on top of all that is just icing on the cake, but it was an amazing crowd, and the coaches and our team are very thankful to our fans for showing up like they do, and not just being at the games but being in the game. Gosh, Western had a delay a game penalty in the first series, and that was due to our crowd. They know when to cheer. They make a lot of noise, and they have a lot of fun. But it was an awesome experience to see that. Even for me to see that many people in Bearcat Stadium, that was an incredible crowd.
And obviously, a lot of football left to be played this season. But from a standpoint of one particular game, how important was this game to this team this year?
Well, I think it was big, John, in the fact that we knew it was going to be a tough game. They were, if you look statistically, every statistic, we were the underdog. I mean, there was just no doubt about it. And they were ranked eighth, we were ranked seventh. And, they had a big win, I thought a really big win at Washburn, a very good team. And then they handled Pitt pretty handily. I think our kids just knew it was going to be a tough game. So I think from that standpoint, it was big. From a conference standpoint, we still have six conference games left. But it's nice to have that out of the way.
Hey, when you look at the way the schedule's gone up to this point, obviously with that off week you had there after the first game, it seems like at this point in the season, perhaps you're not quite where you were as far as each game wanting to get fine-tuned a little bit. Was this an important game to get to that particular spot where it kind of make up a little bit for missing that one ball game?
Well, I think so. I think we've been making good progress, John. That was a long 2 weeks when we had to go from the loss and sit there for two weeks and 2 days to before we played again. But from that point on, I think we're really starting to get into a rhythm, and that was the thing that I liked as much as anything, especially, Saturday with our defense. It was just a consistent performance, a consistent effort. It wasn't up and down. Now, and offensively, it was the same way, with the exception of the penalties. So those are good signs for our football team at this point.
And I guess if there's one downside to that ball game, the injury of Billy Creason on the first play of the game.
Well, yeah, our running backs, I think, are under a black cloud. We've lost four running backs now, and last year. We made the decision, or I was pretty much adamant about it, and we don't need to recruit a running back because we got all kinds of running backs, and now we're down to to really two healthy running backs. And so, it was a tough thing. Fortunately, I think we can get Billy back. We won't know for sure how long it's going to take. They're saying, 4 weeks probably minimum, and we always look at the positive side of that, but we'll just see. He's a great young man, and he'll do everything possible to get healed up as quick as he can. Calvin Austin, Jordan Simmons, they can carry the load. There's no doubt about that. Those two guys are very capable. They're quality backs in our league. The question is with them, how durable are they? When we have to put them out there, on a regular basis, are they going to be able to handle it? And that's what's a little scary for us.
Now, at the end of the ball game, you're running Blake Christopher a little bit at the tailback position. Of course, the backup quarterback for Northwest. Do you anticipate seeing Blake a little bit in that role?
Well, I think, yeah, definitely. Two things, John. Like I said, the durability in a game, but also in practice. You can't just practice with two running backs. I mean, you wear them out during the week. And so, Blake's going to get a lot of reps at tailback. He's going to still get his reps at quarterback, and he's still our backup quarterback. But it does give us some flexibility, and we're looking at some other options, too, to even give us a little more flexibility, because you just have to you don't know what's going to happen, and you have to be prepared if the worst-case scenario does come up.
I guess, of course, you've also got Josh Baker, who appears to do about anything out there on the offensive side that you want.
Well, Well, yeah, he's pretty capable of it. He looked pretty good Saturday, and so we will. You know, we've got a package with him in our cat package, and we actually did have we had one or two plays where we had him lined up at tailback Saturday. We didn't run him, but we had been repping him all week, and so you know we'll work on that and we'll expand that a little bit. We don't want to throw too much at him either. I mean, he's you know he's just getting better each week, and we don't want to overburden him with a lot of different things right now.
Well, back on the road this week, head down to Joplin to face Missouri Southern under former assistant coach Bart Tatum, and they're coming off a very disappointing game down there with Pittsburgh State.
Well, you know, a disappointing loss, there's no doubt about that, but I think they have to be encouraged by the fact that, you know, they had a chance, they were tied, you know, the Pitt kicked a field goal with 2 seconds left to win 24-21, and you know, Southern actually played very well, and you know they're two. They've got three losses. They're 2-3, but they lost to Pitt on the last play of the game by three. They lost to Emporia by four on an interception with under 2 minutes or under a minute to go. So you know they could very easily be 4-1 right now. I know our coaches looking at film say you know they're much better than they've been. They're very athletic, especially on defense. They've got some really good looking athletes and they're very physical. So. You know, the good thing is that they look good on film. It'll get our guys' attention in a hurry, and that's what we need right now.
Hey, what are some of the main keys when you look at what you want to try to do with Missouri Southern Saturday?
Well, I think, John, you know, they're going to be it's going to present a different problem for us offensively because their quarterback is a running quarterback. They're a little more of an option team, and, you know, that presents a different preparation than what we've had the last few weeks. So that'll be different, I think, you know, on a defensive standpoint. They're going to be a little more aggressive than what we saw this week. You know, Missouri Western is very solid on defense. They don't blitz much. And I, from what I've gathered, and I haven't watched much film yet, I'm kind of going on what our offensive coaches say. They're going to come up there. They're going to press the line of scrimmage, and they're going to come after us. So, you know, we'll definitely have challenges on both sides of the ball.
As far as injury-wise, besides Billy Creason, were you able to get out of the game Saturday in pretty good shape?
I think so, John. You know, we had a few guys that had – real minor things, but yesterday was, you know, in the training room was pretty nice. There weren't many people down there, and the things that that they were treating were just kind of the aches and pains of a football game. So, you know, at this point going into, the Missouri Southern game, we should be in pretty good shape, but we got 3 days of practice before we can say that.
Well, speaking of the training room, they've upgraded facilities down there pretty nice, haven't they?
Oh, man, John, we've got as nice a training room as anybody in Division II, I'll guarantee you that. I'm sure it's nicer. They've done an awesome job, you know. They had a fundraising project there and named the training room after D.C., after Dave Colt, and they've got it completed now, and Friday afternoon they finished up, and we had recruits in Saturday, and it was neat to be able to show them that training room. It's pretty awesome.
Well, it's kind of fun watching all that equipment come into the Lampkin Activity Center.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to see all that stuff. I just don't hope our kids don't get too comfortable and want to stay in there. You know, we told them it's not a lounge. Jeff Smith, our trainer, said, "No, we got to make sure they understand." He said, "It isn't a lounge because it almost looks like one." So, but it's great for them and it's great for our program.
One other aspect to talk about before we let you go here, when you talk about having so many recruits on campus this past weekend, what a great way to recruit some players coming in when you have that type of atmosphere and that type of game that they had a chance to see on Saturday.
Well, yeah, first of all, atmosphere, they're not going to go to a Division II game anywhere where they're going to have a better atmosphere and a better crowd than what we had Saturday. I mean, it was awesome, and you know, and then to see us play a nationally ranked team like we were and to win the way we did and to play the way we did, I think that has to help us. You know, kids, the good players want to go someplace where they can win, and it's pretty evident that, you know, that our kids know how to get that done, so it was good to have them there.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
And that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Mel Churchma. Our interview with Coach Churchma recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Maryville's Hy-Vee, and the interview underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Churchma, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.